Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Lisa Lancaster. She's with the Energy Optimization Program that Midwest Energy and Communications participates in. Lisa, we're going to be talking about Energy Star LED lighting today.
We are, yeah. So it's kind of fun. Installing LED bulbs in your home is a really quick and easy way to save energy. So today we'd like to just talk about a few things to keep in mind before you head to the store so that you get the best value for your money and really the right bulb for your house. But there's a lot of things to consider. It's a bit like going to the toothpaste aisle anymore. It's a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I know. I was reading through the information that you sent me, and I did not know a lot of this. Was totally clueless on how the watts correlate to LED, how that whole transfer happens.
Yeah, lots of things I think that even I have to say before I, you know, started working in this field, didn't understand. There's a lot of wattages, I guess, is how we used to refer to old light bulbs.
Right.
As 60-watt, 75-watt, 100-watt bulbs. And it's kind of a common misconception that those different wattages mean different brightness of bulbs, although they do kind of equate to different brightnesses. Watts, when you talk about light bulbs, actually talks about the energy that's used, or the electricity, I guess, to use for the bulb, whereas lumens, maybe you'll hear people talking about lumens, or if you think of the word illumination, The lumens is really what dictates the brightness of a bulb.
Yeah, I thought they were both the same. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners might think the same thing. The higher the wattage, the brighter the bulb. But it is not the case at all. So when we go looking for new bulbs and we're trying to think about saving energy, how do we start?
Well, a few things we say to keep in mind before you go shopping. Maybe take some inventory before you head out. And make note if you need dimmable bulbs, if you need three-way bulbs. If you want a consistent look in your room, think about the color of the bulbs that you have. So common ones that you'll see are soft white, bright white, or daylight bulbs.
Okay.
You don't want the same color in your room.
Okay.
And maybe lastly, consider jotting down what shape bulbs you have, or best yet, maybe even take a burnt-out bulb with you because there's different shapes and looks and feels of things right now. And it's amazing when you're standing in the aisle how much they all start looking similar, but now you're not quite sure what you need.
Exactly. I know I've gotten a curlicue one before and then went to put it on a table lamp and it was like, the shade doesn't fit right. I mean, it just looked horrible. So I know what you mean about kind of taking stock. And then, of course, choosing the right LED bulb comes into play then also.
Yeah, so we highly recommend that you look for the Energy Star logo, first and foremost. So LED light bulbs with the Energy Star label on them, they have to go through a lot of rigorous testing to ensure that they really provide the best energy savings and performance. They're all independently certified. They've got the same brightness or lumens like we talked about, but they use about 90% less energy than a lot of the former incandescent bulbs that we used to use. And then they last about 15 times longer, so they last longer, they use less energy, you don't have to replace them. It really just, it can equate to some good savings for you.
So is there labeling that helps us through this process then?
Yeah, there's, we've got, Energy Optimization Program has some in-store guides once you're in the store to help you kind of figure out what you need. It kind of identifies comparable watts versus lumens, again, talking about the brightness. If you're accustomed to thinking that 60 watts was a certain brightness,
yeah.
Now you're seeing on packaging something talking about lumens, you're like, what? But a lot of the packages actually do talk about comparisons, watts versus lumens, or they give you comparables of incandescent bulbs versus LED bulbs, so you really can kind of get a pretty good feel for it, but just have to read the labels and really understand the benefits that LEDs have versus other bulbs. We'll talk about that stuff in the aisles with you. Various fixtures require different types of bulbs. There's specialty bulbs. There's standard, you know, regular-shaped light bulbs.
Right.
There's long tubes, fluorescents, you name it.
Right.
And then color options we mentioned, and really just kind of, again, getting a handle on how to read the bulb labels to make sure you're getting what you need.
Right.
So all those aids are available once you're in the store.
But you have a great website that you can recommend us going to also.
Yes. You can go to michigan-energy.org. There's information on all sorts of different programs that Midwest Energy and Communications offers for residential programs, business programs, and farm programs.
Okay.
And within there, we have information about the energy efficient products or Energy Star products, where you can find information on lighting products.
Of course, we can always refer people to the Midwest website, the teammidwest.com. There's always information available there as well.
Absolutely. And if you've got any other questions, we do have a call center that's available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call 877-296-4319, and we'd be happy to help with any questions.
There you go. I mean, it's a simple thing, but it can really add up to a great value if you just take the time one time to learn it, correct?
It is, and it's really the best. It's kind of, we call it low-hanging fruit. It's the easiest entry point for starting your energy efficiency journey.
So there's a special program then that's also available with Midwest Energy. Tell us about that, the Markdown program.
Yeah, so the way the Markdown programs work is Midwest Energy and Communications, through their energy optimization program, partners with local retailers to provide instant in-store savings. So what that means to you, the homeowner, is that there's no need for you to do rebate applications or any additional paperwork on your part. All you got to do is look for the Energy Star logo, look for the energy optimization logo on the shelf, and you get to enjoy instant in-store savings if you are shopping at a participating retailer.
And they can get that list of participating retailers through the website?
Yeah, we have a retailer search available. All you have to do is enter your city name, or you can put in your home address or zip code, and it helps you find participating retailers in your local area. It's a great tool.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Lisa, for talking to us and giving us some information about Energy Star LED lighting. We appreciate all the things that we're learning with the Midwest Energy and Communications program.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.